When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
And we are broadcasting live from the Disneyland Resorts, celebrating all holidays at the moment. And we're here by one of our favorite people in the Disneyland Resorts.
It's true.
Not hyperbole.
Wow. Nope.
It is Philander. Welcome back to our show.
Thank you. What an honor. Truly, what an honor.
It is an honor.
Philander, do you consider yourself our friend? Because we consider you our
friend. I'm going to tell you that yes,
okay.
100%. And it is a joy to celebrate not only the holidays here, but it means I know that you're coming. So I get like excited around this time of year for multiple reasons,
you
all included.
Sweet.
You know, it's funny, Katie, that you asked that, because when I come down here, I see Philander and I'm like, should I say hi to Philander?
Yes.
Because you're a VIP guy.
Yes.
And you're not just.
Have you seen him out in the wild?
Oh, many times.
Oh,
because Philander and I follow each other on social media. By the way, plug your social media.
Okay, it is PhilanderC85. I like to deep dive Disney history.
Yes,
I mean,
you do.
Your posts are great, so great. Like, the educational and detailed. But I mean, when I see him out there, though, as a VIP guide, I'm like, do I say hi? The last time I was here, I saw him at Blue Bayou, and he was saying goodbye to a group that he was touring around, and I kept saying to my family, I'm like, I know him. And like, they were like, you should say hi. I'm like, he's working. He seems, I don't
also,
know if he even.
I would say this. You know when you see your teacher at the store?
Yes.
And it's like, wow, I know this person, but in this setting, it doesn't seem right.
Right.
I feel like if we walked up to you, you'd be like, hello, guests.
Right, right.
We're like, no, we're friends.
No.
It's us.
No, I know. I'm like, oh, no, we have history.
Okay.
It's okay, not
yeah. You at least have to wave me down.
Okay.
So let's get down to why you're here, not just to reassure us that we are friends.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's important.
So between Halloween and Christmas, which one are you more excited for?
Oh, no.
And why?
That's the opening question?
Okay. That's our last question. He's going to leave.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. People have asked this before, so
okay.
I'm ready for this.
Okay.
The difference maker for me, because I know you all are Disney fans.
Sure.
And you are fans of Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Christmas gets a slight tick up of Halloween for one reason.
The snow.
The snow on Main Street is definitely a part of it, but it's the only time we change the Main Street music.
Oh.
So Main Street music is only different during the holiday season. So Halloween is the same.
By the way, when you said that, Kevin, who's standing by our table, just goes, that's some tea.
But it's the only time we change it. So it's holiday music on Main Street.
Okay.
So that is the one slight difference. So when you, and I know you've been here, when you walk down Main Street, 60 of a Christmas tree, Christmas lights, castle with the icicles on it, and the different music, that is vibes on vibes.
Level.
Vibes on vibes.
Okay,
so then.
Okay, I accept.
We'll talk about Halloween a little bit, but now let's talk about Christmas then. Mm-hmm. So, what are some things dealing with Christmas that you, this year especially, are this is a reason people need to come for Christmas at Disneyland Resort?
Big thing. I love talking about festival holidays.
Okay.
Because not only does it change every year, but for people that aren't aware, it is essentially a food and drink celebration, entertainment as well, where we get to celebrate different cultures. And that's always exciting for me because unlike just maybe learning it or reading it in a book, you get to learn about other cultures through their food and through their music. And I think that's a great way to not only get educated, but also to learn at the but also have fun at the same time. Walt Disney actually called it edutainment, so education and entertainment at the same time.
Oh, that's great.
So you're learning while you have fun.
This is the historian, right. Philander.
Right.
But that kind of stuff is important, where you not only get a chance to enjoy really, you know, learning about a culture through their food.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best. And then we have new items every single year, and that really, really makes me excited that guests get to learn a little bit while enjoying the parks at the same time.
Well, I think one of the other – excuse me, Gavin, to cut
go ahead.
One of the other really special things about Disneyland, and especially about the, you know, the festivals and stuff that include the food
– yes.
it is very inclusive.
Yes,
to
yes.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. And when we were walking around the park, I kept saying, I love that everybody that comes through these gates mm-hmm. is wanted.
Yes.
And
yes.
seen.
And feel seen.
And
yeah.
feel seen.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Oh, geez.
It's like there's a slogan.
It's like it's on someone purpose. Said that once 70
right.
years ago.
Right. Yeah, 70 to be specific. Yeah, and I feel like including the food in these
yeah.
festivals is really an important part of that. Because for so many cultures, their food is love.
Is love.
Yeah.
Is very much love. Yes.
What about Halloween? What's something about Halloween that people really need to check out this year?
A lot of people don't know because if they don't visit during that time of year, they don't know that we change our attractions during that time period.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing. So, like, Haunted Mansion Holiday is so great. You know, that is where Nightmare Before Christmas essentially takes over. Jack Skellington takes over the Haunted Mansion.
Don't get me started, Philander. Okay?
It's like, no, that's the trigger word, Philander.
I've been in it since 93.
I love that.
Okay.
I love that. You're like,
yeah.
I am a fan.
I'm the fan.
I'm rooted like a tree
right.
in the ground.
Yes, exactly.
But that is great. And then a lot of people don't know that we change our Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. So that attraction changes for Halloween as well.
I didn't know that.
Yes. So that one, it's called Guardians of the Galaxy Monsters After Dark.
So that's adorable.
So a different version of the attraction that stars Rocket and Groot, just the two of them together.
I don't think I've ever seen this.
I have not.
Yeah, okay. See? You got to come down and see
wow.
it. And it's fun because I'm assuming you all have been on the normal version,
love
right?
Of
it's a
love
great
it.
Attraction. So
yeah.
this ride acts as a sequel to the original version of the ride.
What?
So after Rocket does what he does in the ride, which I don't want to spoil it for anybody, you go back to the ride and you see the aftermath of what he did the first time.
That's
oh,
great.
Wow.
So it's almost like a sequel version. So what happened after you left the ride the
okay,
first time?
Okay, so as a Disney historian mm-hmm. and all the things that you do, because it does seem like you have like 7 jobs. okay, so how do you find out about this stuff?
So
are you just like stumbling through the park? Somebody's
oh my gosh.
Like, did you hear about?
Right.
So it's a combination of things. One, getting to talk and work with Walt Disney Imagineering is great. Talking with the archives and a ton of reading.
Okay.
I'm always reading, reading, reading. We just put a new wonderful book out by Disney legend Don Hahn. He's a very famous Disney director, but he just put out a wonderful book on Disney's 70 years of Disneyland,
yeah.
which is a great book. So I purchased that, and I read it. And they don't ask me to read it. I just read it on my own time. I'm a huge fan of it, so it's fun to like, oh, no. Like they're like, oh, people that meet me, they're like, oh, you like this outside of work, too. And I'm
yeah.
like, oh, yeah.
This is
this is who I am,
yeah.
like, naturally.
Yeah.
I don't become this when I step through the gates.
Yeah.
Like, but so it's a lot of reading, but it's a fun thing to get to then get to turn it back to guests and to get to explain it to them.
Yeah.
Because I do understand the power of getting a chance to storytell within Disneyland at the same time. As opposed to you could read a lot of stuff at home, but getting to hear something about the park while you're in it
yeah.
is really, really special.
I'll bet you are easily the best VIP tour guide that there are. I'm not going to ask you to say whether or not. It's just obvious that you are. And, like, I don't know. I can only imagine how informative your tours
especially
are.
Especially during the holidays.
Yeah.
Because during the holidays, there's all these things that are mm-hmm. either new
yes.
or they're only here during the holidays.
Yeah, getting
so I'm
to
sure
explain
it's an opportunity
it.
Mm-hmm. to, like,
absolutely.
You know,
you're walking
get the
around.
Tea.
Yeah, get the tea. Get walking the tea. Around and getting to storytell, you know, little parts about the attractions that you wouldn't know about.
Yeah.
I love that aspect.
Oh,
God.
Love
that aspect
great.
Of it.
Philander, we could talk to you for hours.
Oh, yeah.
But we're out of time. Thank you so much for inviting us back down to the Disneyland Resort for the holidays.
For being our best friend.
Yeah.
For being our
mm-hmm,
best friend,
mm-hmm,
obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one more time, your Instagram is
oh,
what?
Philander, C85, Philander, C85.
Highly
it's a good time.
Following.
It's a good
yeah,
time.
It is a good
if
time.
You're a Disney fan.
And I love when you all come down here. And
oh,
I will continue to invite you.
Thank
all the
you.
Time.
And I will say hi when I see you out in the wild.
Please say hi. I don't want to think about how many times we've been like ships in the night. walked past each
don't
other.
Worry. Gavin knew.
Gavin knew.
I have them all written down.